This guy always gets the job done, does the little things. He's Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Joe, before we get into the golf and talk about Brandt and a little bit about football, really good to see Jeremy Sowers, even though he didn't win yesterday. Yeah. He's put together a few good starts in a row. He's got some traction, and it looks like he's earned a spot on that staff going into next year. And then I wanted to, you know, have you talk about David Price. We never got into this. You know, again, looked like he was going to have a really good start on the road, lost it at Anaheim. But just it's amazing when you look at his home road splits, ERA under 3 at home, over 8 on the road.
Yeah, it is interesting, the contrast. He got shut out in that game, or they got shut out in his last outing, as a matter of fact. I think he lost 6-0. Jeremy is pitching much more steady now. It seems to be a much more consistent performance from him on a regular basis. And I think you're right. I think he has solidified himself back into their rotation. At least I certainly hope so. And I think he gave up, what, 8 hits, 4 runs in his outing last night and lost, but lost a 4-1 decision. But he's pitching much better. I think he's got a lot more confidence. And, you know, golf-wise, you mentioned Brandt had a tough day. Just couldn't make anything, 37, 38. 3 over par, so he's probably going to need, you would think, the scary part is if Tiger or somebody goes really, really low, then those guys are in a position where they're going to need 69, 68 to even be sure they make the cut. So he's going to have to put together a good solid round to be involved for the weekend in the PGA. We need to give a shout-out, too, to our men's golf coach, Tom Shaw. Tom is tied for the lead going into the final round of the Capital City tournament. He shot rounds of 60 and 65. So he is an outstanding player and has a chance to win the CCGA tournament. So looking forward to that performance today.
And that demanding McCabe layout?
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, I don't know if you've played it in recent years. Metro Parks did, I think, a great job and some improvements out there. It's the greens are a whole lot different now than they used to be there, where it used to be just kind of every green was pretty flat, basically the same. They are much, much different and much more challenging now. So it's, of course, every golf course is challenging for me, but they are making McCabe turn in those low numbers.
And this is no reflection on the course, but the last time I played there was in the group in front of us had a guy in just a plain white T-shirt and sandals teeing it up. You know that's going to be a long afternoon when you.
I wasn't out there that day. That wasn't me.
I thought it might be. But
no.
All right, let's talk football. Coming up tomorrow, a controlled scrimmage for the Commodores. And going back to practice yesterday, some direct snaps to running backs and a little more work on the no huddle.
Yep. In fact, they went almost exclusively in no huddle when they went through their scrimmage of just over 50 plays at the end of practice last night. A very active scrimmage, very physical. A lot of hits being put on, especially on receivers. Guys like Brent Trice really made an impact. We started to see a lot of names that we don't really talk about a lot. Nate Campbell had a good day. The freshman running backs, again, Warren Norman, Wesley Tate, had some good runs. Kennard Reeves had a good run. So you're starting to see those things all kind of come to the fore now, where some of the depth is coming through in these scrimmages. And they're going to do one more tomorrow in the stadium, and that's going to be one. They're going to have referees for that one to come and be in on the grass in the stadium, and that's one more really good chance for guys that are on the bubble of either making a first or second team spot to really show what they can do. So that I anticipate will be a very lively Saturday afternoon practice. And then, of course, Door Jam on Sunday, expecting a great crowd. Hope you'll make your plans to be there 4 to 6 o'clock back on the practice field, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of things for the kids, and of course, all the players and coaches will be there to sign autographs and take pictures, so should be a lot of fun.
Always a fun deal. Joe, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.